live on Facebook. Hello, friends. If it's Friday, you know what time it is. It's 5 p.m. happy hour Eastern, and it is International Women's Month, which is so thrilling. And we are celebrating throughout the month with women entrepreneurs on Margaritas with Margarita Cheng, CFP Pro, where for 15 minutes, you learn from industry experts how to flex your financial muscles. We are looking forward to introducing you to today's guest, Julie Pinkerton, CEO of Client First Evozen. She will talk with Rita about redefining the collaborative community. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, Rita's publicist and producer of her show on my network, Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV. Take it away, Miss Rita.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you, everyone. Happy Women's History Month. We can think of no better way to celebrate this month than to bring amazing guests like Julie Pinkerton. Julie, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So Julie, first, we'll just jump right to it. How did Evozen and Client First come to life? And what is unique about it?
Absolutely. I'm the kind of person who, instead of doing New Year's resolutions every year, always had a plan B if the work that I was doing wasn't what I wanted to do any longer. And one of the things that I had taken a look at was the fact that there was some problems in the financial industry that I felt like that I could have a place in being able to impact. Some of those included adding more diversity to our ranks, to be able to help mature financial advisors be able to retire with grace and dignity, and to help all advisors to be able to scale their practices more effectively. And so through that, we created the Client First platform. And what's unique about it, it is the only fully diverse, community of financial professionals and all of those who impact the flow of money in the entire United States.
I love it. And what I love about it is truly collaborative. And I love what you're saying about the flow of money. So if you don't mind, share some of the professionals that are involved with the flow of money.
Absolutely. It's everything from a financial advisor and an investment manager to an insurance professional. Of course, the tax attorneys and CPAs that give us all the valuable advice as to how to impact our taxes and reduce them, as well as people like bank trust officers, people who are able to help with what we call life settlements in the industry, et cetera. Everything that touches the way we function with our money, especially for the long term, for retirement and reduction of taxes, all has a play in this community.
That's so wonderful. And the topic of succession planning is really important. Now, I don't think this is the case anymore, but there was a period of time when there were more CFP professionals over 70 than under 30. But right now, because we have a lot of students in undergraduate programs preparing for the examination, that situation has improved so much, but we still need to address succession planning. So what makes Client First the platform able to help us solve this challenge?
Absolutely. There is a feeling that succession planning is something that we put off to the end. And the reality is if we start tomorrow, we're already a day behind. Because the reality is if we plan and grow our businesses in such a way to be able to have a firm that is going to sell at its highest possible valuation, we'll actually make so much money along the way that we may change our minds about retiring and actually transitioning our practice out. But there are a lot of people, amazingly, in our industry, the fact that we do financial planning and plan for all these different kinds of events, a lot of times, just like the cobbler and his children, we haven't planned for that future moment. And so what we work to be able to do is help all of our advisors to not only be able to grow their business, but to grow it in a way, as I've said, to maximize that value and to create more profit along the way. So that for every dollar that we bring in revenue, that we're keeping more of that for our families and for our firms.
I know you touched on this a little bit before, but I'll have you expand on it. How are you and your platform addressing diversity in the profession?
Absolutely. There's two ways that diversity needs to be addressed. We need to be able to bring more people into the business and be able to introduce them to such a wonderful opportunity that financial planning does for all of us in investment management. But there's a second piece, and to be honest, there's a lot of good diversity efforts going into bringing more, creating more interest for girls to look at financial planning and the whole investment world as a career. But the other piece of this also is to help them to be able to stick, that they're positioned properly from the very beginning so that they are able to grow their practices and be able to take over a senior advisor's firm one day with their clients. And there are an awful lot of advisors that are already in the business. And I like to say that they're hidden in plain sight. I have met so many wonderful men and women that are of minority groups that are already doing fantastic things in the business, but they just haven't gotten the recognition for the great work that they're doing. And so this community brings everybody to light so that they're being able to be seen for their experience and for the niches that they've created for themselves instead of just for the color of their skin or the gender that they put out there.
So well said. I know that still many myths about financial planning persist. And I know that you are on a mission to help address some of those myths and misconceptions. Name client first. Expand upon that if you don't mind. We know there's the suitability standard and there's the fiduciary standard. You are so accomplished, have so many designations. Why is client first so important?
One of the things that I've learned over the time that I've spent in this industry and just in life in general is the more you give to others, the more that you receive back. And it's interesting because if we put the client first in all of the transactions that we do, we'll actually end up doing better. And there's a lot of areas in our industry that aren't as supportive of that client first approach as we'd like to think that they are. And so through that, what we want to be able to do is incentivize people to be able to truly, you know, find the best, whether it's the create the best service for them when they do need products, to be able to implement the best products for them, but also just to be able to help them navigate the complex, myriad of things that money poses to us. Money touches all aspects of our life. There's not a single aspect of our life that money doesn't touch. So by creating the right relationship to money with our clients, we not only can help them achieve all of their goals, but we'll achieve all of ours too.
So as you know, it is Women's History Month and we are celebrating women entrepreneurs, but you're also an author. So this is like a little bonus question, but I want everyone to know about how amazing you are. Tell us about your project.
Absolutely. I've been very fortunate that I've been able to write for U.S. News and World Report this past year on financial topics. But my little baby is a book that's going to be titled Blink, because life is not neat and clean. And it's designed to be able to bring some of these people's stories to life of people who have had situations where they thought that they were on one particular path and then something derailed that path. But they found out that the path that they were led to is that much better. And so hopefully it was due to come out this past year, but we've been building so much with Client First that it looks like that it's going to be a 2022 publication, and look forward to bringing that to light.
Well, we know who our guests are going to be for 2023, because we love women. We love women entrepreneurs. We love authors, and we love women entrepreneurs who are authors. So with that in mind, how can people, I know that you write for U.S. News and World Reports, but how can people find you and learn more about Client First and all the other exciting projects that you have taken on?
Absolutely. You can learn more about Client First at our website, www.clientfirst-evozen.com. And we also have a business page on LinkedIn under Evozen LLC. And those are the two best ways to learn both about the platform and about the work that we're doing. One of the other things that I think is also very important is we believe in giving back to the community. And so Evozen does have a designated charity. 15% of all of our net profits go to a 501c3 in Franklin, Tennessee, called One Gin Away. And they help to feed the homeless throughout Middle Tennessee. And they've actually expanded beyond that. but they are making sure that everybody can be food secure in this day and time when things, especially as the world, you know, rages around us and has so much uncertainty, that our basic needs can be able to be met. And they're just the most wonderful group in the world. And so you can learn more about them also on our website too.
Well, thank you so much. And I know that I liked your LinkedIn company page. So make sure you check out Julie's LinkedIn company page and learn more there too as well. Thank you so much, Julie. And now back to you, Hope.
Thank you, ladies. That was so great. Yeah, you know, being able to give back in every way, Julie, is so powerful. So thank you for all of your work. Excellent information about redefining the collaborative community. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So, and I love that we are doing Entrepreneur Women every week. So who is it? Tell us about our next guest, Patricia Lizarrago. Lizarrago, managing partner?
Lizarrago, yes. Managing partner of an ETF that focuses on strategies to promote gender equity.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. Happy International Women's Month. And Julie, best of luck to you. We can't wait to hear about your book. Incandescent publishes books and promotes them. So we'd be honored to share the information about your book. And Rita will actually be the cover of incandescentpublishing.com next month, because she and I wrote a book together years ago that still holds up. And so we're excited to produce and publish and share everything that you guys are doing. So thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for joining us live on Facebook and on Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV. We look forward to seeing you next Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern for more another episode of Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs. We will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being part of our Incandescent Radio and TV family. This is Hope Katz-Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Incorporated, the PR and publishing company for women entrepreneurs. Our Incandescent Radio and TV shows are brought to you by our advertisers and clients. Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro, brings us 15 minutes of tips every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, where you'll meet experts who are helping us flex our financial muscles. Find all of the episodes at margaritachang.com. You'll also meet intuitive psychotherapist Kara Keem, who interviews therapists and other intuitive guides from around the world. Learn more at karakeem.com. And you're going to love social justice expert Karen Hanrahan, CEO of the San Francisco-based Glide Memorial Foundation. She bridges the gap from local impact to global change on her thought leadership show on Incandescent Radio. Learn more about Karen at karenhanrahan.com. You're also going to love Alina Liao, founder of the radical wellness journaling company zenitjournals.com. Alina asks, have you tried to journal but found it hard to keep up? Zenit makes it easier to journal for your wellness. With Zenit, you can customize your journal with prompts that speak to you, no more blank pages. Your Zenit is your personalized space to take care of yourself. Website, zenitjournals.com. Feel it, write it, Zenit. You'll also meet amazing Tracy Schott, founder of voicesforchange.com. Tracy is determined to change the world and end domestic violence. Learn more at voicesforchange.net. And we are so thrilled to be publishing a book for Angela Mitchell, who is the tech expert of case management. And she's also the founder of this fabulous organization, Kids Code 2. She is determined to teach kids to code computers. Talk about teaching a kid to fish. We invite you to discover and peruse all the Incandescent Incorporated websites, the magazine For Women, By Women, About Women, incandescentwomen.com. Our health and wellness magazine is beincandescent.com, the business of mind, body, spirit, soul, and heart. Our YouTube channel is incandescent.tv. And you can learn about our PR and book publishing services at incandescent.us. If you'd like to have your own radio and video show, check us out at incandescentradio.com, where you can see what we can do for you. These podcasts are also featured on iTunes, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Our podcasts are produced by Brandy Wilsker. Our videos are produced by Nelson Benavides. Our website developer is Max Kukoy, and our incandescent illustrator and designer is Michael Glenwood Gibbs. If you'd like to learn more, please send me an email, hope@hopegibbs.com. Here is to your incredible, indelible, incandescent success. Much love and many thanks.